It's 8:10 on Thursday, and that's the time when we do the Athlete of the Week, the LISD Athlete of the Week, and we, I believe, are waiting on a call from our Athlete of the Week, and hopefully they will be calling soon.
You're not going to tip your hand to that.
I'm trying not to. I'm trying to be a little more measured in my words.
I've blown that with Pat several times, and...
Oh, phone is ringing. Mark, here we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
We're doing real well. Joining us on the phone, our LISD Athlete of the Week from Adrian High School Boys Basketball, Stevie Elam. Welcome inside the cave, Stevie.
Appreciate you for having me.
Well, personally... A pretty big milestone reached last week. I would imagine something that you dreamed about, set a goal of at some point in your career, breaking the all-time county scoring record.
Most definitely, yep. Yes, sir.
Stevie, did you know that record before the season exist? I mean, the county record. Did you even know that?
I knew it was at least 1,800. I knew that, but I didn't know the exact number. But I had an idea in my mind.
Well, congratulations. You've had just a spectacular career for 4 years, and you've been a great ambassador for the program and the team, and I know you got some things that you want to accomplish before the season's over. And sure. just a quick, do you know, are you playing tonight? Have you heard anything?
We play tomorrow at home.
Okay, so you've got Pinckney tomorrow at home. No word on a reschedule with Ypsilanti yet?
Yeah, we play Ypsilanti next Wednesday.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
We've got three games next week. We play Robichaud Monday, Ypsi Wednesday, and then Columbia Central Thursday.
Columbia Central. So I knew there was a third team in there. I couldn't really. For some reason, I kept saying airport. But
well, that'll be good. That'll give you a good week of prep. And you're in pretty good shape. You're not going to play till Wednesday in the district. You're not going to have to jump in and play on Monday. So you'll have plenty of time. What are you working on, Stevie? Right now, I know you're such an explosive player. You can shoot it. You've got a good mid-range game. What are you working on right now individually?
I'm just really trying to just keep my jump shot intact, and I'm still lifting a lot of weights, trying to just stay healthy. And just, just end of the season, just gotta keep the body right and eat right, hydrated. And I'm still doing a lot of workouts today. Sometimes shooting on the gun, playing some pickup ball with the guys, and I still lift a lot of weights as well. I'm working on my ball handling a lot as well.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because this time of year, I know. Even with our team and all the teams that we've been playing, there's a thing, you know, that your best availability or your availability
is your best ability.
Is your best ability, and you got to take care of your bodies. I mean, this year there's been so much sickness, and it goes around because when you're with your team, you're touching everybody, you're close together. You got to really take care of your body. It does break down, and I know as much as you're working out, you just already mentioned, you're lifting, you're shooting, you're practicing for an hour and a half, 2 hours a day. You're in school. You probably got a PE class, I'm guessing.
Yep,
sir. So, I mean, you're on the go 100 miles an hour, and you got to stay healthy. I mean, you're not going to help your team if you're not out there.
That's right. Definitely.
What as you're closing out your career now? What I know you got the goal. You've already pretty much got the conference. The worst you can do, I think, is tie. But I know that's. I think you want to take care of business the next couple games here, get that taken care of. But in a district goal to win, I know that's something that's Jordan's been chasing, and the last really good chance he had, COVID caught him and.
I'm sure
that's weighing heavy on your mind.
Definitely. I definitely try to get one. You know, I'm 0-3 right now in the district championship. I got to get this one. I got to.
And you know, I think that's something that if someone who isn't a follower of Adrian High School basketball may not realize that three straight years now you guys have made it to the district final. Mm-hmm. And
I'm sure, all 3 years.
Yeah. So, you know, and the district, as you know the teams that are in it. It's a pretty good district.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you've got, of course, you guys, and then Tecumseh and Onsted and Madison. And, you know, you've played Tecumseh and Madison this year and had some success against them. Just haven't seen Onsted this season. Going back to the SEC, Stevie, you know, I'm guessing that, of course, is a goal that the team sets in preseason to win the conference. And it's been a minute since Adrian has won the conference.
Yep, it was big. You know, every time I break the huddle, we say championship, and we reached one of those goals, and now we're just trying to get a district now and in the regional, you know, and just so on.
Yeah, and how important do you think it is for the guys on the team to go through that conference and be undefeated at the end of the year?
I think it's huge. We all work really hard for it, and I think we deserve it. And, you know, we put in a lot of effort and a lot of hours in the gym, and that's always been our goal.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, Stevie, for a message from the ISD, and we'll be right back with you, okay?
All right, sounds good. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Unlock a world of opportunity with the Lenawee Intermediate School District's Japanese Exchange Program. This unique program invites current 6th and 7th grade students from Lenawee County to host Japanese students from Moriyama, and in return, travel to Japan themselves. Experience vibrant Japanese culture, create lifelong friendships, and broaden your horizons. Applications are open until April 30th. Don't miss out on this unforgettable journey. For more information, visit lisd.us today.
And again, thank you to the LISD for their sponsorship of our Athlete of the Week. And we are on the phone with Stevie Elam of Adrian High School Boys Basketball, our LISD Athlete of the Week for this week, and the new all-time county scoring leader for boys basketball. Stevie, you know, obviously earlier in the season, you made your commitment to University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I'm guessing that was a relief to get that over and done with. And I'm guessing you've been in contact with the coaches from Milwaukee?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
They, I mean, obviously they've got to be pretty excited with the record you just set, and I'm sure they're following your progress. If nothing else, they're checking social media and that kind of stuff. But are you allowed to get text messages from them now that you're a commit there?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Definitely can text and still be in contact every day.
Okay,
Stevie, how many times have they been out several times to watch you play?
Not this season, but they definitely watched online, and I've been to some of their games. I watched their games, though. They've been watching online, and they saw a lot of games in the summer, AAU, and I don't think they've been able to get out to see any in person in Adrian.
Yeah, I forget you can catch almost all these games online now.
But, yeah,
Have they been to Detroit to play this year?
Yeah, they played Detroit Mercy, and they beat Detroit Mercy when they came to town. I was at that game.
Yeah, and do they go up and play Oakland as well in the same trip?
Yeah, they played Oakland, I think, 2 days before when they came over short versus Oakland. Yeah. So Oakland played a really good game.
Yeah, so you'll be back in the Detroit area next year for at least those two games, which will give some people a chance to see you play.
Mm. Yep.
Stevie, was that a factor at all? And I can't remember if we asked you this the last time that we had on there. Was that a factor at all in choosing Milwaukee, the ability for family and friends to maybe come see you play without having to go all the way to Milwaukee?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they can come right to Detroit and just watch a couple games. And, you know, ESPN Plus, they can just watch online anytime
True.
They want. They can subscribe. So, yeah.
Yeah, there isn't many. Well, I don't. It filters all the way down to high school and college. You can catch about every game, everywhere in the country if you've got the right package to do it. But this season I know is going fast for you, and it won't be long, and it'll be over. And of course, I hope you can attain everything you want to get out of it individually and as a team. But you'll be right in basketball. I'm sure you know the dates, but you'll be back practicing at Milwaukee probably in latter part of June.
June, yep. June.
Yeah, that'll be a little different experience. Practicing in the summer, I think it's 4 hours on the court and another 4 hours in the weight room in the summer. So basketball is going to quickly. You're not going to have much time off this spring.
It's gonna be busy. It's gonna be a whole different experience, but it'll be fun. I think I'm I definitely have to get ready for it and just embrace it. Really, just embrace the journey.
Sure.
And Stevie, you know, normally in the spring you've been playing pretty high level AAU. Is that something you won't do now that you're committed this spring?
No AAU.
Yeah, that's I figured you wouldn't want to. You know, you certainly don't want to take any more chances. You know, that might hurt your freshman year up there. So, well, once again, Stevie, congratulations. It's always good to talk to you, and we want to wish you the best. Get that conference championship, and then let's focus on the district and go Maples, right?
Go Maples.
There you go. All right.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you taking time with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank both of y'all.
All right. Thanks, Stevie.
All right, that was Stevie Elam, boys basketball, Adrian High School, and future University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Panther.